May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is Acts chapter 16. This is speaking of Paul's journeys. In verse 4, it says, "Now while they were passing through the cities, they were delivering decrees which had been decided upon by the apostles and the elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were being strengthened in the faith, were increasing in their number daily. And they passed through Phrygia and Galatia, the regions of both those places, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come to Mysia, they were trying to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. And passing by Mysia, they came to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and a certain man of Macedonia was standing and appealing to him, saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' When he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. And therefore, putting out to sea from Troas, we ran straight to the course of Samothrace on the day of Neapolis, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city in the district of Macedonia. And we stayed in that city for some days." Now it's there, of course, where they preached the gospel. The woman who was inhabited by a demon, Paul delivered, and they got thrown into jail, into prison. As a matter of fact, it says in verse 22, "And the crowd rose up together against them, and the chief magistrates tore their robes off of them and proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. When they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. And he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison, the deepest, darkest basement of the prison, and fastened their feet in stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them." Now, there's a lot of stuff in the scripture, but I just wanted to stop there. Again, just picture their situation, beaten up really bad. So there was a lot of pain, stinging, bruising, deep pain, soreness. They were in the darkest prison, not a modern prison, really bad one. So there were probably large rodents and no light. They were in stocks. As far as I knew, the next day they were awaiting death. Now, all that was because they did the will of God. As a matter of fact, God supernaturally preventing them from going to two places and then supernaturally spoke to them in the middle of a vision at night, seeing a man saying, "Come to Macedonia," and having concluded that was God's will, they went to Macedonia, and Philippi, a leading city, is where they stopped. And as a result of doing God's will, they end up in this situation. And the concluding response to what was going on in their life at midnight and all the pain and all the anxiety that could at least be attacking them, fear, they're singing and praising God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Now, here's the simple connection. I thought about this verse this morning in my time with the Lord, and I don't know if I've ever taught from this verse, because if you're old as I am, this was like the original charismatic sing song. "This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made." And I'm old enough to remember that we thought that was a breakthrough song. I mean, there's so much stuff being written today that's so awesome. But that was the big one, wasn't it, Ron? I mean, that was like the big song. That was the charismatic tune. All the charismatics would sing the song. "This is the day." Do what?
Sing it for 30 minutes.
Yes. Well, we only had two or three songs we could choose from back then. But that's a great verse. This is, and you read Psalm 118, it's all about battle and warfare. "This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." And I guess it's because it's such an old sing song that it's one of those ones, it's almost a silly song now compared to some of the things that are being written, but it's just a great scripture. that speaks of a real reality. Here's Paul and Silas. They were doing God's will. They weren't in this situation because they had done something wrong. I actually had somebody ask me the other day, well, wasn't that situation happening to them because it's God's judgment? And I'm thinking, no, of course not. And yet they've been around in certain circles a long time, and yet that's a classic charismatic, old-time charismatic mindset, that if something bad's going on in your life, it must be the judgment of God. Charismatics are always demon hunting, trying to figure out why God's judgment is going on, why this is happening. It's just bizarre. And when they do that, they're practicing the presence. And that's exactly what demons want them to do. That's not what Paul and Silas were doing. They weren't sitting around going, good, we must have missed God, because this doesn't look like favor and blessing to me at all. Doesn't feel like favor and blessing, and certainly doesn't feel like any kind of breakthrough. Period. And yet, in the midst of it all, instead of complaining and fretting, instead of shame or fear or introspection, they're just praising God. And the thing I love, it says, and the prisoners were listening. The Holy Spirit puts that on purpose. I don't know about you, whether you understand this, but again, God hasn't called us to be a part of the darkness. He's called us into the darkness. Not to run from the darkness, but to run into the darkness and to be light to the darkness. Not to run into the darkness and then cause our light to turn down so we can blend in with the darkness, but to change darkness into light. The only thing you can do with darkness, you can scream at it, pray, and confess against it, call the prayer chain, but the only thing that can make darkness go away is light. And we're called into the darkness to be light. And so there is around you all the time, even believers who are prisoners. And of course, unbelievers who are prisoners, just prisoners to sin and bondage, to brokenness, to the things of the enemy. And they're all listening and watching. As a result of Paul and Silas' response, God did a miraculous thing. There was a breakthrough. I'm convinced it was because of their response. This is the day that the Lord has made. The devil didn't make it. The devil's not in control of it. He may be involved in doing the things that he does in this fallen world. But this is the day the Lord has made. Let us complain and fret in it. No, it says, let us rejoice and be glad in it. The prisoners are listening. Paul believed and Silas believed that they were in Christ, that the Lord was in charge and in control, and they are rejoicing in Him. You may not be able to rejoice everything about the day, but you can rejoice in the day regardless of what's going on about you. So I'd like to kind of take that scripture, take it out of the goofy old charismatic song list, and make it really an important part of your personal God talk. This is the day, whatever's going on with your life today, this is the day the Lord's made it. Lord's made it. The devil didn't make it. This is the day the Lord's made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. He didn't give us another option. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let me just say this to you then. If you or those around you that you might have influence over, that you can speak into their life, if they're not rejoicing and being glad in the day the Lord's had made because things aren't like they left them to be, then they're missing God's will and the enemy's winning. It's not about him winning because of what's going on in the day. He's winning because of how they're going on in light of the day. And so for you, that's the sin. That's the warfare. And if you have influence on somebody else's life, speak into their life, whoa, you're miserable because you're refusing to acknowledge this is the day the Lord's made and you're not rejoicing and being glad in it because you want things to be different. Now, I guess if Paul and Silas had a vote, they would have preferred, but they trusted more than they preferred. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.